Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And then the second set of doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands. Interesting how it says of baptisms. That's in the plural. The word baptism, as a matter of fact, when we talk about baptism, we use the word baptizo. 2 weeks ago, we actually had the ordinance of baptism, where we place somebody under the water, immerse them completely, and they identify with Christ, and they were a member of the church. Okay, that's baptizo. This is a plural word. It's baptismos, or whatever. His temple could probably pronounce it better than me. He couldn't probably. He would pronounce it better than me. But anyway, that's the Greek word. It's a plural word, and it always has to do with washings, cleansings, ceremonial type, what we're talking about, not immersion of somebody being baptized. Again, we're thinking the Jewish culture and customs here. All right, the baptisms here, literally, it's talking about the cleansings and washings, a ritual. It's used three other times in the New Testament. Mark chapter number 7, verse number 4. Mark 7, verse 4, we see that same word baptism used. Jesus is talking. Let me just begin in verse number 1. We got time. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. When they saw some of the disciples eat bread with defiled, in other words, they hadn't washed their hands, that is to say, unwashed hands, they found fault. Now, I'm not encouraging you to eat without washing your hands. You need to eat without washing your hands. That's a whole other subject, you know. I could tell you some stories that, anyway, I won't. That's the background. Verse number 3, for the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands, often they eat not, holding the tradition of elders. Very important. And when they came from the market, except they wash, they eat not. In other words, if they ain't washing their hands, they ain't eating. I want to say something so bad. Do you know what? You want to be clean, but at the same time, there's something we do to our immune system. And I'm not a scientist. I know it's good for kids to play in the dirt. Amen, amen, preacher. And I've seen it over and over. The kids that don't get out there and get dirty and play in the dirt, and the mom comes and keeps them confined and all, they tend to be more sickly than the ones who are outside playing out. Are y'all following? They get dirty and playing in the mud. And then the ones who try to keep them, you know, sheltered, they're the ones who... And I see everybody, now don't get me, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But every time somebody shakes hands, out comes a bottle of disinfectant. I'm not being critical at all. I'm just saying we're so conscious about cleanliness, disinfectant, Lysol. My wife yesterday cleaned the house, literally, not that I would, you could eat out of our toilet. It is clean. I mean, it shines. She got some new stuff and ordered it anyway. It's not, you go walking back and it smells so good. So nothing, I'm glad it's that way. But you understand, Jesus is trying to teach him a principle here. I ain't eating until I wash my hands. It don't hurt you if eating. I'm going to leave it alone. Let me just move on. But I think you get the point. All right. Verse number 4. And when they were come from the market, except they wash their hands, they eat not. And many other things there be, which they've received to hold, as the washings, that's that ceremonial, that baptismos. That's that same word that we see in Hebrews 6. It has nothing to do with immersion. It's that ritual of washings, of cups and of pots, of common vessels and of tables. Then we go down to verse number 8. Let me just finish that. Verse number 6. He answered unto them and said, well, I said to Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as is written, the people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain, for they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandments of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washings of pots and of cups and many other things. And he said, come like, it's not what goes in a man that defiles him, it's what comes out of a man that defiles him. So I want you to know that when he's talking about the doctrine of baptisms, the Jewish, the Hebrew people knew all about that, the washings. They had the Essenes, and I won't go into Danny's here, and he's an expert on archaeology and over where the Dead Sea Scrolls were found there in Israel. They actually had places where they would go down and have their washings, immersing, and that would be a ritual there. I'm just saying, they knew what it talked about, the doctrine of baptisms. There's another one in Hebrews chapter number 9 that we'll get to it in just a little bit. I say a little bit, probably a couple months, the way I'm going. Verse number 10. Again, let me go in verse number 9. For which was a figure for the time which they present. Remember, there was the types. It represented Christ. But now they're believers. You need to do away with that. It's all about him. Okay? Which were a figure of the time and the present, in which they offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks and diverse washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them till the time of Reformation. So you see, they knew what, when we talk about the doctrine of baptisms, it's talking about those rituals, those ceremonies that as Jewish people, they were well knew what he was talking about. So let's go on from that. let's leave those things and move on. Let's grow. All right. Then he talks about the second part of that one, the laying on of hands. Again, the Jewish people, the believers, were very fully aware about laying on of hands. You know, in the Old Testament, they would lay hands on people. When I talk about lay hands, they're not around their neck, you know, laying on them. But when a man brought an animal offering, he laid his hands on its head, on the animal's head, to signify his identification with that animal. In other words, the animal was taking his place on the altar of sacrifice. So he would lay his hands on that animal who was going to be sacrificed. You know the other illustration of laying on of hands when kings were anointed and Samuel anointed David and laid hands on him and anointed him. It has a specific meaning that the Jewish people were well aware of. He's not talking about us ordaining people and we'll have an ordination here. We talked about this in men's meeting. I'm looking in August, by the way. And that's a whole other story about ordaining some people here in August. But anyway, we'll be laying on of hands. This is a whole different thought than what it's talking about here with the Hebrew people, okay? Part of the problem facing the Hebrew believers was the superficial similarity between the elementary tenets of Christianity. Are you following? They had so much in common because it had come out of Judaism and they were straddling that fence. They knew about that. And of those Judaisms which made it possible for the Christian Jews to think that they could hold on to both of them. Hey, I'm familiar with this, the doctrine talking about repentance from dead works and faith toward God. We've always held that. The doctrine of baptisms, the washings, and the laying on of hands. And then this next pair goes together, and the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. Again, the Hebrew people knew about a resurrection, but to them it was a general resurrection. Matter of fact, remember Martha when she told Jesus, when Jesus said, Jesus told Martha when he's at the grave of Lazarus, about to call Lazarus, remember Lazarus been dead. Do you believe he's going to... Turn me to John chapter number 11 real quick. John chapter number 11. Verse number 23. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. There's that resurrection. They believed that. Verse number 24. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again at the last day. To them, everybody's going to rise together. And then Jesus said this, I'm the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And that question is so relevant today.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.